In terms of the definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, there's a machlek between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam's opinion is, in Perek Yudal from Hilchos Shabbos, that Rosh Hashanah Yachid is only if it's mukaf mechitzas on all four sides. And the Ravid disagrees, and he says three sides is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Just midrabbanan, you have to, there's an isa tiltal, but midiraisa, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And apparently, the Rambam's opinion is that in order to be mukaf mechitzas, in order to be a shusay yachid, it has to be mukaf mechitzas. And the Ravid's opinion is that you don't need mechitzas hamakifos; it's sufficient to have a mechitzos that a mafsik regel harag rabim. And therefore, since if there are three walls or three mechitzas, the rabim can't get through. That midiraisa is a shusay yochid, not a karmelis. So, if the Rambam requires mechitzas on all four sides, the mechitzas of Shabbos also have to be makifos plus mafsikos to be menei regel harabim? How does the Rambam permit that Tzuas HaPesach on the third side, what we call colloquially an Eruv, on the third side, since that Tzuas HaPesach is just, it's a mechitza al-pidin, but it certainly is not monea the regel harabim, doesn't stop people from going through. So apparently the Rambam thinks that for the third mechitza, it's sufficient, it doesn't have to be mechitzas hamafsikos. It's sufficient to be a mechitza that has a shem mechitza, and therefore there's hekef mechitzas. In this respect, Chaim says in the Rambam that this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid whether a lechi, which kind of mechitza for Shabbos, is made of asherah, of avodah zorah, and the loch of avodah zorah is, we say the principle of ksusim echshereh, and since it's destined to be destroyed, that it has no chshivas of asher, and therefore it doesn't consider to have, for many halachs, for example, for lulav, that you need dalet fochim for the lulav, if it's shel asherah, we say ksusim echshereh. What's the halacha as it relates to mechitzas of Shabbos? So the Ravid says that if it's mechitza lechi and shel asherah, it's posel. However, the Rambam says that it's kosher. And Reb Chaim explains that the difference is that mechitzas of Shabbos are that even ksusim echshereh is when the shear is a shear in the cheftza. So since it's avodah zorah and it's nitan le'ibud to be destroyed, it doesn't have the cheshivas of a shear. However, mechitzas of Shabbos, the Rambam thinks, the shear is not a shear in the cheftza of the mechitza. The shear is a shear in the mokum, that the mokum should be mukaf mechitzas. And therefore the Rambam's opinion is that mechitzas of Shabbos are kosher even if they're shel asherah. However, Reb Chaim said that that mechitzas of sukkah, if they were made from asherah, that would be possible, because there the shear is not a shear in the mokum, that's part of the cheftz of the sukkah, that requires mechitzas. And therefore, if it was shel asherah, we would say ksusim echshereh, and it would be possible. It's interesting, just parenthetically, that the Meiri in sukkah says that mechitzas, according to the Ram, and the mechitzah, not like Reb Chaim, that he posits, that according to the Ram, since the Ram says mechitzas by Shabbos are kosher, so similar halacha would apply also as relates to Shabbos. The Rav pointed out that Tosis says that the Gemara says that for mechitzas of sukkah, that for example, let's say you have a hole which the Gemara says is 10 tefachim deep, that's a mishus hayachid, because the mechitzas on the side of the hole. And let's say you have five, and then you have on top of it, surrounding this hole, mechitzas that are, but they're not adjacent or within lavud, three tefachim of the whole, so they serve as mechitzas to create a yishus hayachid, but they're not kosher for mechitzas of sukkah. And the reason is because mechitzas of sukkah are the mechitzas of Shabbos at Munei, the regal harabim. So since, even though they're not exactly adjacent, they're not three tefachim within lavud, but for mechitzas of Shabbos, they still would be kosher. However, for mechitzas of sukkah, they're not kosher, as Reb Chaim explained, because for mechitzas of sukkah, you need a chefza shem mechitza, so it has to be one integrated mechitza, and therefore it has to be lavud in order to be kosher.